There's a tendency to fall into an either-or attitude, either prayer or action. We look at today's gospel, either human or spiritual, either saint or sinner, but Catholicism is a faith that is both and. We're called to be saints, but saints are sinners who keep on trying. The human and the spiritual are not opposed to each other, because to be spiritual means to be fully human. And prayer and action are not separated. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us, we pray as we live, because we live as we pray. And so in today's gospel, Martha has kind of slipped into an either or attitude. She's serving, and that is good, it's very good, but she's upset that her sister isn't serving. So she asks Jesus to tell her sister to help serve, and then, which is a common occurrence in our lives, we do good things, but we do them sometimes for the wrong motives, or we think everybody should be doing what we're doing. Sometimes we do things to be admired, sometimes to be appreciated, and we get upset when others don't seem to appreciate us, don't we? But Jesus corrects Martha's view. He doesn't criticize her for serving, and he doesn't say that we shouldn't ask others to do our part, but he asks her, as he asks all of us, to remember why we're doing what we're doing. Because the reason, or I should say the answer to that question that we might ask ourselves, why am I doing this, should be this. We're doing it out of love. We're doing it out of love for Christ, out of love for others. That's the reason. And love means to choose the good of the other person, even if we're not noticed or appreciated for it. Well, St. Ignatius of Loyola wasn't always St. Ignatius. What do I mean by that? Well, we could say that about any priest. St. Augustine was hardly St. Augustine until he had a conversion. St. Ignatius was first a soldier in 16th century Spain, and he lived a loose life, we would say, until a cannonball wrecked his leg at the Battle of Pamplona in 1521. And while he was recuperating, he read A Life of Christ, and he proceeded to ask for books about St. Francis and St. Dominic. And something stirred in his heart. And he left his former way of life as a soldier in order to dedicate himself to God. However, Ignatius became convinced that the only way to serve God and be a saint was to move to the Holy Land, which was a dangerous proposition, but he did. He sailed to the Holy Land. He stayed with the Franciscans. But there was a problem that St. Ignatius didn't really know he had at that time. And the problem was, this was Ignatius's plan, but it wasn't God's plan for him. And Ignatius came to realize that he was living and praying in the way he wanted, not in the way that God wanted him to pray. And eventually, events in the Holy Land conspired to prompt Ignatius's departure from the Holy Land. He fell afoul of the local authorities because he was constantly defying the trespassing regulations they had, even in those days. And worried for his safety because of at the hands of the locals, the Franciscans told him he had to go back to Europe. And so he did. And it was a painful experience for him, because he thought he was serving God by living in the Holy Land. Yet he did come to realize that the what had eclipsed the why. And so he kind of changed his ways, returned to Europe, and discovered his calling in founding his own religious community, the Jesuits. So St. Ignatius shows us the importance of acting for God and not for ourselves. You know, this morning we gather here, some of us rather sleepy and tired, I wonder why. We gather here this morning doing what I would consider to be the most important thing we're going to do today, the most important thing that we can do, period. And that is we're participating in Mass. On the cross, Christ gave himself up for us. And we know that his love for doing so, his motive for doing so is his love for us. In each Mass, Christ renews that love that he has for us. He chooses each one of us again by name and draws us to him. And when we receive him in Holy Communion, we share even more deeply in that love that he has for us. We're given new strength when we receive Holy Communion to renew our intention to act always out of love. Love for God, love for others. So today Jesus renews his choice for you and me, and we can renew our choice for him. In large and small actions, acts of love, as we live each day with a greater love.